Lifeguard. Ed and I returned to Daytona Beach broke again. We got day jobs on the pool decks of hotels. Officially, I was a lifeguard, but our first order of business wasn't rescuing flailing swimmers. Instead, I was charged with keeping the pool and deck spotless and selling suntan lotion. This was at the oddly named Alaskan Hotel, a box of whitewashed stucco and thin walls, featuring cheap fixtures and cheaper food, and me, a ginger-haired idiot posing as a lifeguard. I wasn't in a position to save my own life. Mostly I hawked subtropic oils and lotions by the caseload, though it wasn't as desirable as the Hawaiian Tropic brand sold at other hotels. Subtropic paid for the pool cleaning and maintenance at the Alaskan. In return, Subtropic got exclusive rights to sell its products on the premises. After selling oils to pale tourists dreaming of a perfect tan, I'd sell them the aloe vera concoction to soothe their nasty sunburns. I negotiated a deal that paid me 50% of whatever I sold. Only commission, no hourly wage. So I tended to focus on selling rather than swabbing the pool deck. Every 3 days, my supplier would count the remaining inventory of bottles unsold, and I'd owe them their cut in cash. Subtropic got the other 50%. He'd then restock my supply for the next 3 days. Here was Sneaky Pete again, working, planning, conniving a way to increase profits poolside. At the end of each day, I would pick up the half-empty bottles of lotion and oil abandoned on the pool deck, and I'd bring them to the subterranean room where the filtration system was housed. Once a week, under the cover of darkness, I would empty all the lotions into one big bucket and all the oils into another, regardless of the brand or SPF rating. Then I would clean the empty subtropic bottles that I had collected and make them look like new. Next, I'd use a funnel to fill the subtropic bottles with the amalgamated liquids, thus creating my own inventory, which I then sold. I kept 100% of what I made on those doctored products. I thought it was pretty clever. Sneaky, but clever.